Well, I've hit the record button, and Google Chrome is open on tiermaker.com. So, yep, there goes everybody clicking off. Yeah, y'all have a great night. Hear me out on this one, though. We're going to start off with Dons, right? Because here's the thing. With episode ideas right now, yeah, we could talk about the country going into default. Maybe. I don't want to. My life is already bad enough, so we're going to do a Don's tier list instead and not talk about the horrible things happening in the world for once, because we don't want to right now. So...
Yeah, I'm too tired, are we?
Yeah. You know, listen. First item. Looks like it is... I forget what to call this. Do you have it up? I should link it to you so you can.
I don't have it
up. You can do your wacky one too. I don't remember what this is called off the top of my head. Honestly, a lot of these.
That's an apple fritter.
The apple fritter. That is right. I can't lie. I've never really gone to McDonald's and been like, "Let me get the apple fritter."
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had one.
I could put it in C.
I'm gonna add a never had row.
That's a good shout. Yeah, let's do a never had row. Because like some things at Don's we've just never had, man. As much as I go there. All right, never had.
So then we got the Happy Meal apple slices. Bureau. They're decent for apple slices, but I mean something crazy is probably just
I'm destroying my tier list right now. Hold on. I gotta delete some rows and shit. So the apple slices.
Technologically savvy.
Tier list maker. I'm good with apple slices and C. I mean, I haven't had them in like 15 years.
Yeah. I remember them being fine.
It's apple. It's apple. It's apple slices. How bad can I be? We're gonna ignore that. Is this the thing next to it, the McGriddle, or is this the McMuffin? This
third
one.
So the one on the left is the McMuffin, and okay. The flatter one is the McGriddle.
Okay.
I've only ever had them without bacon. So I can't exactly form the
problem. I would say...
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. I lied. The McMuffins come way later on. So
what
I
is
think
this?
These are in alphabetical order, right? We went from apple fritter to apple slices. So this is a bacon something, right? Surely.
Bacon?
No, still in the A's because we haven't gotten apple pie yet. So maybe it's a...
I don't know,
but I've never had it either because they're with bacon.
I feel like that's a McMuffin.
It's not a McMuffin. McMuffin is right is on the bottom next to the Shamrock Shake. Do you see it?
Oh, yeah, they have English muffins
on a muffin. What? That's on the first one. The first one there is on a biscuit.
It's a biscuit something. I mean, I've never had. I'm not really a Don's breakfast. So most of the breakfast items are gonna go and never had.
Don's breakfast is fire.
So I'm going to skip to the apple pie, which I think is I think it's an A or S tier item. I'm okay with putting an S. Like,
we used to go to McDonald's just to get apple pies. Like,
crazy. This looks like just a whole breakfast platter, which I've never had, but I've had the pancakes.
I've had everything here. I mean, except for the sausage. I guess I haven't had the egg, but I've had the hash browns and the biscuits, and I've had the pancakes.
Actually, I feel like I've had these platters before. I feel like they're just B tier, though. I'm going to put them both in B tier. Oh, excuse me. The Big Mac is an S.
Yeah, I don't remember the last Big Mac I had, but I have to put it in S out of respect. Then we got a blueberry muffin.
Never had the blueberry muffin. Now just the regular.
Maybe I'll get a Big Mac later out of just because it's been so long.
I think I had one the other day. The the cheeseburger. I feel like the hamburger and the cheeseburger are going to be the same tier because they're just the same thing, just ones with cheese. I feel like they're B tier.
The one with cheese is better. I feel, yeah, the regular cheeseburger, I think it's fine, right?
Yeah, it's I feel like they're B. Yeah.
Because like the McDouble is better than just like a cheeseburger. If I'm going to get a regular, if I'm not going to get a QPC, it's a McDouble for sure.
Nugs. Here's the chicken nugs. Oh, man.
They're truly a gift from God to mankind.
I'm going to put them in A.
They're an aspirin.
They're an A. The reason I say
more than I get the goddamn burgers.
I say A. The reason being is sometimes them shits are just not an S. Sometimes you get those shits and they're like a C. Most of the time I would say they are really good, but I'm going to put them in A because sometimes they just are a miss. The cookies, I feel like...
Well, we skipped one.
Which one?
The milk jug. The chocolate milk. Do you not have a chocolate milk?
Oh, I see it, but it's down a tier.
Next up for me is chocolate milk. McDonald's chocolate milk is elite. I'm putting it in S.
I'm going to put it in A.
I haven't had it since I was a child.
It's been a minute, but...
Actually, yeah, I have to be less lenient with A's.
The cookies, I feel like, I feel like the cookies are B.
Yeah, the cookies are solid, but they're... So I saw, actually, it's funny we're doing this. I saw a take earlier today on Twitter that said McDonald's has the best cookies in the game, and I was
It's Subway.
Subway definitely has some very, very good cookies.
It's definitely Subway.
Yeah, like Subway, I think, is the only S-tier cookies. Now, I haven't had a McCookie, if we're calling it that, in a minute, so maybe I have to get it next time I go. No, I just made that up. I love lying. So I'm going to keep it in B for now. I know it's good, but I don't know how good. Now we got a chocolate milkshake.
A, I think. I think it can't be S. I feel like it can't be just for the amount of times you can't get it.
Oh, that's a great point. That's a fantastic point. Actually.
I feel like if you were consistently like able to get the milkshakes from Don's, they would be an S. But I can't put them in S because it just simply you cannot get them enough. Like you just simply will not. You will be rejected a lot of the time when you try to get them.
Most of the time I try and go to the one here on campus, I try to order one through the app. It's like not available. And I'm like, I wonder why.
Yeah. The shit ain't working. This is the Cinnabon from Don.
The cinnamon roll.
The cinnamon roll. B.
I don't think it's that good.
I think it's a B. I'm putting it in C.
I think I can only remember having it one time and I was not that big of a fan.
Now the Coke is an S.
McDonald's Coke is nectar of the gods.
It is. It's incredible. It's the best Coke you could ever have.
I don't know what they do differently. I don't know what's the best Coke ever because like Mexican Coke exists, which fucks really hard.
Well, but... you know, I need to try it first.
Okay. Yeah, McDonald's Coke, McDonald's Sprite are something to behold.
That's Pippen, MJ, Wade, Braun. Like, we got the chicken sandwich. Exactly, you get the vision. The chicken sandwich I've only had like one time, and I would say it's perfectly B tier, maybe even C tier. I'll put the deluxe in there as well.
Yeah, they used to have like this buttermilk crispy chicken sandwich that was like, it was like a limited time thing. It added a little bit more of a like a homey style flavor, and now it just feels like it's nothing compared to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, yeah. I do see. I'm surprised they don't have more limited time items on here, but I do see one in particular that we're gonna get to later.
Yeah, I see it too.
Dasani water bottle. Let's just slam that in F. Why do restaurants carry this, dude? Stop.
Well,
because it's a Coke product.
So, easiest F of my life.
Diet Coke from Don's is gonna be a D for me. I am a Diet Coke hater. big time.
Diet, okay, so listen, Diet Coke is like a B-tier drink on its own. But absolutely again, Don's not. Is everything better. The Diet Coke from Don's is sensational.
To me, Diet Coke is an F on its own, but Don's is a D. I am a Diet Coke hater. Absolutely. This is the double cheeseburger, which is just, it's just B, because it's just the cheeseburger with two of them.
Yeah, but it's better value, dude. They used to have them make double for a buck. Do you remember that?
We will be telling our kids about that for sure.
Yeah, we will.
Double.
I'm putting the McDouble in A, and then there's the double QPC, which
so
a lot of meat in my mouth.
I'm saying double quarter pounder in A, but when we get to the quarter pounder itself, we will definitely have a different rating for that. Now we're at Dr. Pepper.
I think the double quarter pounder is just too much meat.
It's too much. It's just too much. It's good and all, but like, it's, yeah, like you said, it's like two giant hockey pucks. It's just too much. Dr. Pepper from Don's is a D as well. D. Again, F.
I'm sorry.
Listen, F on its own, D from Don's. And I am dating a Dr. Pepper enthusiast, which shivers me timbers, I can't lie.
You mean you have an associate?
Yeah, I have a business associate who's a Dr. Pepper enthusiast.
Let's be careful of throwing out these big words these days.
Yeah,
Dr. Pepper sucks. I'm sorry.
I know
people swear by it. It's awful. It's a terrible
drink. It legit tastes like fluoride.
Yeah, I would rather drink fluoride, I think. So
I don't remember what this thing is called.
It's like a Canadian bacon
mix. Yeah, I've never had it. It looks like it belongs in D tier, but I've never had it. Fanta. I'm gonna put Fanta in C.
C?
Yeah.
I used to love Fanta when I was a kid, and then I grew up. So.
Yeah, I grew up a bit. This is the the highly controversial. What is it even fucking officially called?
The filet of fish.
Filet of fish. It's an F. It's horrendous.
It is. It's terrible.
It is offensive.
Again, I used to get it all the time.
It is offensive. It is a crime against mankind. Now the fries. I'm sorry. Everyone's always like, "Oh, it's either hit or miss." It's been fucking years since they've missed. They're an S.
I'm creating my own row for fries.
I'm gonna believe I'm an S. I'm not gonna put them like above everything else, but like, we gotta stop this narrative. When they hit, they hit. They always have been hitting. It's been years since they've missed. Let's be fucking real. Like, those shits are a fucking three throw. A three throw.
What?
A free flow.
They're only a free throw.
They're God's gift. Yeah, listen, Don's is still around for a reason. This is part of the reason why. Now we have what looks like a salad. Let's be real. We're eating at Don's. I've never had that. Hash browns to me are B tier, I think.
They're fantastic. I'm putting them in A.
I don't love them. I think they're solid. The high C.
Shout out to John Mike. McDonald's hash browns.
Oh, man. So high C. Now high C used to be my drink of choice, and then I hit the age of 20.
You mean 12?
I still would put it in A, I think.
B? I'm putting it in B.
I don't know. The problem with the high C, if you're being realistic, it doesn't go with anything.
I'm never getting it.
Like if you don't get it, like if you get it with nugs, that's disgusting. I think actually,
or a Sprite with a burger or nugs, you are.
Wanting. Yeah, I think I do have to agree because I think it's good on its own. I would drop it down to B simply because it doesn't go with anything. But I think on its own, it's good. This is just a juice box. I'm just gonna put it in C because, like, how bad could it possibly be? It's just building the economy.
So I think this next one is a chocolate chip Frappuccino.
I'm pretty sure, which I've never had from Don's.
I definitely have, but not anytime recently because I'm not white.
This is I'm not sure so what this.
I'll put it because I remember it being good. This is just like a tea.
I'm just putting that never had. Yeah. Oh, actually, we have two controversial limited time items on here. I just saw three technically limited time items, but we'll get to those.
I know where I'm putting them. So.
Pancake. This looks like pancake with sausage, which is just B. And then the pancakes alone are probably just a like C. Yeah.
Yeah, they're solid.
Now, these. Is
it caramel?
Yeah. These are good, but again, the problem is you can't fucking get them.
But maybe we should be judging it based on just how good it is. Like,
no, see, because how accessibility matters, at least to me. I put that into account in my ratings. Because, like, are the milkshakes good? Yes, but I never order them because I know I'm not going to get them.
Yeah, it's not like Chick-fil-A where you know you're going to get the shake every time.
Yeah, like, Chick-fil-A, I love, like, their shakes are really good, and I get them frequently because I'm going to get them. I'm not even going to waste my time ordering a Don shake because I'm not going to get it, despite it being good.
I'm putting the caramel one in C and then the regular one in B because there are better they're both B. Ice cream / sweet items on the menu. And I like chocolate more than I like caramel. Although I do like caramel a lot. When they had a Rolo McFlurry, that shit was dangerous.
That shit was dangerous. We had the orange juice, which I hate orange juice. I'm putting D.
It's a mango pineapple smoothie.
Are
you looking at the Minute Maid?
No, I was looking at mango pineapple smoothie. I'm going to put that in never had. I'll leave it alone.
I have had it, and it's really good. I'm putting it in.
This is just a double. No. Is this the triple?
Are you looking at a chicken sandwich right now?
No, I'm looking at the burger. I see the McChicken, but.
It just looks like another.
Is this a triple?
No, there's not three patties there.
There is a triple, though. Am I tripping? There was a triple at one point, right?
They had one with all three. I remember a beef, a chicken, and a
fish, oh, that's something different. That's a land, air, and sea that you're talking about, definitely not that. I didn't have any of those. That was a dud of a fucking promotion. I did not get a single one.
Yeah, I say we just put that in. Or just leave it alone.
That's a B, probably. The McChicken. Hear me out on this. S. Here's why. Here's why. At least to me, this is my...
It's the sauce, isn't it?
It is not the sauce.
The sauce is good, though.
The McChicken, I think, and this is just my personal opinion, it is not an S-tier tasting item, and I will admit that. However, it is the single most consistent item on the menu. You can get a McChicken at any time of the day that they're serving it, and it will always be the same. The fries, they differ from lunch shift to evening shift. Sometimes they differ. It depends what kind of, there's a certain degree of batch you can get to the fry. Sometimes the burger's overcooked a little bit. Sometimes the burger just ain't hitting like that. But the McChicken will always be the same. Every single time. Who's just the most consistent player in sports history? Who do you think that is?
Cal Ripken Jr.
It is. I would agree. I actually think that's a perfect comparison. Because is Cal Ripken Jr.
Or like Ichiro Suzuki.
I wouldn't compare it to Ichiro. Ichiro had a lot of talent. And so did Cal Ripken Jr. But when you think of Cal Ripken Jr., you don't think of you don't think of how great he was as a player.
You think of
the fact that he played 2,500 straight games. That's the McChicken. It doesn't get there with its raw talent. It gets there with just how consistent it is. Because I'll tell you what, like Cal Ripken played over 2,500 games in a row. You can get over 2,500 McChickens in a row. Never taste a difference. Ever. That's why it's an S for me. Not because it's an S tier like tasting item. If it were going off taste, it's probably like a high B. Maybe a low A. For me personally. But consistency kills all. It's an S for me.
I'm keeping it in A because I think it's really good, but
it's not
close to the S tier stuff. It's much closer to the B tier stuff.
And taste wise, I can agree with that. We got the Eminem McFlurry. Let's be real. Both McFlurries, I think, are S's.
They 100% are. And the Oreo's better, but
I think the Oreo's a little better. Again, even with like the fact that you would never actually get one of these, they're still in that. They're just how good they are. They're like another sports reference. They're like Anthony Davis. Because when he's on the court,
best player,
insanely talented, best player on the court, but he ain't never playing. But when they do play. Now here we go. Here's really our first like big controversial item in the McRib.
Never had it for obvious reasons.
Raza has never had it. I think it's borderline F, but I'm going to be a little nice. I'm going to put it in D.
People swear by the McRib.
People should not be swearing. There's a reason I don't think it's ever coming back. I think there's a reason why this was the last time around for it. It should be. I don't understand how it keeps coming back every single fucking year for like the last like 20 years. It's awful. Disgusting piece of fucking food.
But what makes it so bad?
Honestly, the single worst part, the part that's the hardest to get by from the McRib, it's like you're ordering a rib from McDonald's.
Yeah.
Just think about that sentence for a second, right? That's horrifying. In its own
way. To be fair, we don't know if it's actual chicken or actual beef that we're eating.
It's McDonald's. Let's be real, it's probably crow.
Yeah, it's horse ankle meat.
That shit is probably zebra.
Yeah, but it tastes delicious, so who knows?
No, it doesn't. It's awful. It doesn't taste good. That's the other thing. This is bad.
Well, not the McRib. I'm just talking about the other shit.
Oh, the other. Well, we look past it. Now we're at the. I believe this is the McMuffin. Yeah.
I'm on the fucking milk jug. The other milk jug. Okay, this is regular milk. And
that's
I'm
just
it in D because milk is an awful drink.
I'm putting C. The McMuffin.
No, I'm nowhere close to the McMuffin, dude.
How? Maybe I messed up my list. I'll leave it alone until you give it, I guess.
Okay, so I'll take it from here, I guess.
I'm on orange juice.
Oh yeah, I am also on orange juice.
Okay, that's a D.
It's a C. I mean, it's Minute Maid orange juice, so it's nothing offensive or anything. It's perfectly fine.
It's too much.
And then I think this is again a chocolate chip frappuccino. So what's they're both chocolate chip frappuccino. Oh no, maybe one of them. Oh, the one in the mug is a hot chocolate, dude.
Oh,
the one in the mug is a hot chocolate.
I've never had.
I think it's still a B. It's pretty solid.
It's B. Yeah, I've gotten it a few times.
The frap can go and C. It's just way too much sugar.
I've never had the hot chocolate, but the frap can go and B.
And then we got a controversial one.
Mint Oreo McFlurry is an F because mint ice cream is always an F, no matter what.
F.
Not even Don's can save that.
If you do mint anything other than toothpaste and gum,
freak.
You have a problem.
I have the McMuffin next.
I have some sort of bacon contraption next. I think it's a bacon QPC.
I've never had the bacon QPC, so I'm going to put that in never had.
Me neither. Then I have another, I think this might be like the BLT QPC, but again, I've never had that. And then I have the QPC.
The QPC itself, let's be real. We're not even, we don't have to debate. That is an S.
Yeah. I mean,
I think the best,
maybe the best item on the menu.
I think it's the best. I think for sure the best burger on the menu. I like it more than the Big Mac. Pretty wide margin, although both are an ass. But yeah, the QPC is. I think it's one of the better fast food burgers, just in general. I think.
I don't think it stacks up to. I would take a Wendy's Dave's single or double over it.
Yeah, I mean the Dave's are really good, but like it's better than anything at Burger
I would take
King.
A Five Guys over it. The Whopper is
Five Guys,
solid.
Five Guys is.
It's really hard to compare Five Guys.
Yeah, I don't know if I put those in the same area.
I can't compare McDonald's to a restaurant, quote unquote, where I see the food being cooked.
Yeah,
compare it to Five Guys Shake Shack, but it is better than a Whopper, and it's probably better than like a Dave's single. So it's not an outrageous take to say that it's the best fast food burger. I mean, it's easily the one I've eaten the most in my life. So
yeah. Are you a McMuffin yet?
No, I'm on a. It's a sausage in between two biscuits. There's a sausage in between two biscuits, and is the same thing with an egg. I've never had either one, obviously.
I've had the egg one, and I think it's like a C. I think the normal one I've never had, but I've had the one with the egg. It's like a C. It's fine. Now I'm on the snack wrap. Are you at the snack wrap?
I am. Also never had it. It's like a breakfast burrito.
Now, people, including my business associate, have kicked, screamed, and sworn by they need to bring the snap rack back. I don't disagree. However, I don't.
But is
love
this a snack
it.
Wrap or is this just a breakfast burrito? Because it's like eggs and sausage and peppers.
It might be. That might be a breakfast burrito.
Because they had a bunch of different flavors of the McWrap. They had like a chicken.
Yeah, actually, that's a breakfast. So I'm going to treat it as a snack wrap because obviously I've never fucking had the breakfast burrito. I'm going to put it in like a high C because while I don't think it's bad by any means, I also don't swear by it. I believe, are you on the McMuffin yet? Because I think my next one is.
No, I'm two away from the McMuffin. It's another situation where there's like a sausage slap.
Yeah,
so this is a McGriddle and a McGriddle with eggs.
Yeah, I've never had the McGriddle.
Never had either.
McMuffin, I think, is an A for me personally.
So I've only ever had the McMuffin with egg, and it's without sausage, obviously.
Yeah.
So, but that is a fantastic food item, so I'm putting it in A.
This just looks like a McMuffin without the egg, so I've never had that. Shamrock Shake is next for me.
F. F.
I think it's a D. I think it's a little better than most mint things, but I can't put it higher than D. This is the spicy chicken sandwich, which I've had. I would have to say, I would say it's a B. Now, that may be a little unfair because I'm comparing it to like other spicy chicken sandwiches on the market. But like, if you're going to make a spicy chicken sandwich, it's going to be compared to the others on the market. Let's be real, it doesn't hold a candle to most of them. I would honestly, and I hate BK, but I'd put BK's higher. It's a B. It's definitely better than C tier, but I can't put an A. And this is a deluxe one, which I actually don't think I've ever had that. Now the Sprite, that's an S.
S. Yeah.
There is.
It could fucking
listen.
It could fuel a nation.
People. I think people not living in America like, they just don't get it. And I don't think they ever will unless they try it. That shit's electric. That shit could pop. I firmly believe that one McDonald's Sprite could fuel New York City for a night.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if lightning struck the Sprite, it would remain unchanged.
Yeah, it would nothing would happen.
It's unbelievable. This looks like it is a strawberry smoothie, which I've never had. Strawberry shake.
So it's a strawberry banana smoothie, and it's pretty solid. I put it in B because it's not as good as like the mango pineapple. It's way more fruity and flavorful, but you cannot go. It's impossible to fuck a banana strawberry smoothie. So.
The strawberry shake, I think, is an A as well.
I put the strawberry shake in C just because it's whatever. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of, like, strawberry milk, strawberry ice cream, so on and so forth.
So we got the sweet teas. You both go in F.
Fuckers. I'm putting them in D. F seems a little harsh because, I mean, you, like, okay. I would consider it torture if you gave me a Dasani or a Filet-O-Fish or a Shamrock Shake. I could, if you put a gun to my head, I could easily drink a McDonald's ice cream or sweet tea.
I'll put the sweet tea in D, but the ice is staying in F. Soft serve. Yeah, let's be real. Never had McDonald's soft serve ice cream.
Really? I have. I'm putting it in A.
Really?
It's a brilliant, brilliant ice cream cone. Especially when they dip it in chocolate. Oh my god.
Yeah, I've never had that.
I would recommend doing it. Obviously, you never want to get it over like a McFlurry, but it's a very solid fucking item. The cone is fantastic at McDonald's.
Last thing for me is a vanilla shake, which I think it's an S. I think it's an S.
What?
No, listen. The vanilla shake, something about it, I think it comes back to how it goes with the other foods for me. I think it's a perfect match. I mean, you're not going to be able to get it. And chocolate isn't? Now, chocolate, I would say, actually, you know, you make that point, and I think chocolate actually does deserve to be S as well. I think they both just go really well. I think they go hand in hand. I honestly, between vanilla and chocolate, if I did actually go for a Don shake, it'd be hard to choose for me. I like them both a lot. But I like the Don shakes a lot.
Yeah, they're both better options than the strawberry, that's for sure.
Yeah, I would say so. I would agree.
I don't know if I can put vanilla in S. I could bump it up to A, but I just think chocolate's vastly superior.
I disagree. I think they're both neck and neck for me. So I finished with... we don't have to go through every item, but my S's are the apple pie, Big Mac, Coke, fries, McChicken, M&M and Oreo McFlurry, the quarter pounder, the Sprite, the vanilla shake, and the chocolate shake.
Yeah, I'm very similar. Everything in my S is in your S, except for the chicken McNuggets. I have apple pie, Big Mac, nuggets, Coke fries, both McFlurries, chocolate shake, QPC, and then the Sprite. I think we have the same F, except I put the Shamrock Shake down there, and you put it in D. And also, I bumped the T's up to D.
You bumped the both. Oh yeah, you had both T's in D. Okay.
Yeah,
that's fair. A lot of never heads on this list. I didn't realize. I didn't think I'd have this many, but
actually, I mean, more for me, it's like it's all pork items. So.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Bro, one thing, if they just make them beef sausages or turkey sausages, it'll just save my life.
I don't know if Don's will ever do it, though.
They could.
They could, but I don't know if they will. We could do one more restaurant if you want, or something else. Do Chick-fil-A items.
I don't know. I haven't explored as much of Chick-fil-A, I feel like, as I have Don's.
I mean, I feel like the sauces should be on a tier list with Chick-fil-A because it does matter. Surprised, honestly, though, they didn't have any Don sauces. Which, barbecue's an S. Sweet and sour's an S.
Buffalo's an S.
Buffalo's... I'm not a Buffalo fan, so I'd probably... I don't think I've ever tried it because I'm just not a Buffalo fan. This is a pretty good list, and it's pretty extensive. It actually does have some sauces on here, which is good. So the first item looks like it's, oh, it's that, like, squeeze thing, which I've never had.
Oh, yeah, I've never had this either.
Yeah. That is a breakfast item that I don't think I've ever had. I've never had Chick-fil-A breakfast, so anything breakfast is going to...
How is that possible?
I don't eat breakfast a lot in general. That is... Is that red? Oh, it's small. Is that the original?
That's barbecue sauce.
Oh, that's barbecue. I feel like the barbecue's a B from Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Is that the Polynesian? What is that next sauce?
That's zesty buffalo.
Zesty buffalo. I've never had that. That's a biscuit, right?
Yeah. I guess it's just a bee. The Chick-fil-A biscuits are pretty good.
That's the chicken and biscuit, which I've never had, but looks good.
The chicken biscuit and the chicken minis are S tier. They're probably the best fast food breakfast items you can get that don't come from a solely breakfast-based fast food place like, say, Krispy Kreme, you know? Like the minis and the chicken biscuit are truly some of the most insane things I've ever had.
I've never had them. I gotta give them a try. Is that another breakfast item after those?
Yeah, it looks like a bagel. Never had it.
Yeah. What is this bowl?
And then it's chicken noodle soup.
Never tried that.
Also never had it.
And there's
Chick-fil-A sauce.
That's an S. Chick-fil-A sauce is an S to me.
Never been a big fan of Chick-fil-A sauce. It's a C for me.
I disagree. I think that's an S. The chicken sandwich is next for me. I think we all know where that goes. F. Obviously an F tier. That's an S. The chips...
Why the fuck are you going to Chick-fil-A and getting the chicken?
Never tried the chips.
I've never had the chips.
I'm a little intrigued. Chocolate shake, I think, is an A from Chick-fil-A. For me, it's an A.
The best chocolate shake you can get.
Chicken salad.
Then we have like a chicken Caesar salad, maybe?
Never had that.
Chicken Cobb salad? I don't fucking know. But yeah, I don't eat salads. What the fuck do I look like?
Cookie? I think A.
I guess.
A for me, I think. It's a good cookie. The vanilla
You're
shake.
A good cookie.
Vanilla shake.
That's not a vanilla shake. That's cookies and cream.
That's cookies and cream.
Which
You're
is
right.
An S.
That's an S. Yeah. The nugs, I think, are an A. Are those the nugs? Those aren't the nugs, are they? Am I tripping? No.
I mean, I'm still plenty of far away from
that. No, the nugs are far.
The chicken sandwich deluxe.
I think that's just another S. I mean...
Or yeah, an S.
I think it's an S. I mean, why not, right? What is these, though? Are those not nugs? What am I looking at?
I'm still far away from the nug.
Yeah,
I got
some
sort of grilled chicken on an English muffin sort of thing, which I've never had.
Yeah,
and I have an English muffin, which I've never had.
So, the fries?
And the fries.
The fries?
Yes, obviously.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. And I'm not really even a waffle fry guy, really, but those hit.
I think they would have a serious discussion for best fry on the market if they stopped putting the fucking skin fries in there. Nobody likes those. Nobody eats those. I throw them away every time.
I don't even
Stop
mind them. I'd be eating them. I can't lie.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
What are the? Are these like? What are these? I see the nuggets all the way down here. And that was a mistake on my part, but like, I don't. What are these? Are these like little hash browns? They have those. Do they have like mini hash browns?
Yeah, I see what you're looking at. I think those are little tater tots or hash browns. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know what those are.
We got some sort of coffee or frozen coffee that I've never had, but no. That looks good.
It does look good.
And then a frozen lemonade.
S.
Which is an S.
Yeah, that...
It's like it might be the best thing they sell.
It might be the best drink in any fast food place.
Well, I mean, it's hard to beat a McDonald's Coke or Sprite.
But... It's... Dude, the frozen lemonade is crack. This shit is...
It's insane. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they put in it, but it's crazy. And then it's like a fruit cup, it looks like.
And the parfait.
I've never had either of these.
The parfait I might try one time. What is this sandwich? I've never had that.
It looks disgusting, but it has bacon on it, so I'll never try it.
Grilled nugs.
Grilled nuggets, not a fan. Grilled sandwich, not a fan. They're both C's.
I think they are both C's.
Obviously, they're not the worst things ever, but. Why would I get the grilled chicken when I can get the fried chicken? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is this a... What is that? What is this
some
plate?
Sort of, it's like a plate of egg and...
Yeah, I don't know. I've never had the burrito either.
Me neither.
Are these the same
sauce?
Then
the small little tater tots.
Oh, I think that's what I was looking at. I've never had the tater tots.
Me neither. Then there's a roasted honey roasted barbecue salad dressing. Obviously, never had that. Honey mustard sauce.
The honey mustard
sauce.
Not
the biggest fan of honey mustard.
I'm not. So I think that skinny sauce is honey barbecue, which a certain person
it's,
I know.
It's honey roasted barbecue.
Yeah.
Sauce.
I think it's a salad. B, but if I was asking somebody else in the room with me right now, that's an S.
I've never had it, unfortunately.
The honey mustard I've never had because I'm not a mustard fan. Is this frozen Coke?
It looks like either a cold brew coffee, maybe? Or whatever it is, I've never had it.
I've never had
that
either.
If I can't pinpoint what it is.
That looks like... It's green, so I've definitely never had it from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Is this water? What is this?
This is lemonade.
Oh, that's the lemonade. It looks really clear on my screen. I think it's an A.
It's an S. It's my... It's that's A. What I get every time.
Frozen lemonade
is the
better.
Best fast food lemonade.
Mac and cheese.
S. Don't kid yourself.
I don't be getting it, so I've never really had
it. I get it every time.
That's what looks like a salad, so I've definitely never had that.
Yep. Then a bagel, never had that.
Didn't know they had bagels.
Nugs.
The nugs for me, I can't put an S. I'm going to put them in A. The reason why I say that is because of size. Too small for me.
Then get more.
No, because they're expensive. For the size they are,
but they're
good.
They're fine.
They're an A for me. This is that the peach milkshake?
Yeah, I think it is. Which is really fucking good, by the way. I'm putting it in A.
I think it's an A as well. That's Polynesian, right? The purple one.
Yeah, that's also an A. I would say.
Never had it. What's the blue one?
That's a Garden Herb Ranch. Never had it, me personally.
Never had that.
And we got the spicy deluxe and the spicy chicken sandwich.
I have some breakfast items and a salad before that, which I've never had any of them. So, the spices are both S's, of course. It's the second best spicy sandwich on the market. Only behind Popeyes. This is another salad I see that I definitely haven't had. What is the sauce?
That is sweet and spicy sriracha.
Never
which
had.
Which is, drum roll, please, the best sauce that they offer. It's an S tier.
I've never had it.
Well, I think if you did, your tongue would fall out of your mouth.
Because I'm a cracker.
Yes, unfortunately. I didn't want to say it.
I mean, yeah, it's fair.
But if you can handle spice and you like the sweet and tangy, spicy salt, oh my God, it's fucking, it's insane. I put it on my sandwich. I dip it in my nuggets. I put it in my chocolate milkshake. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm a spicy fan, so I'm going to give it a shot.
It's brilliant. It's fantastic.
That strawberry milkshake?
Yeah.
I don't think I've never had theirs. It's a glorious strawberry. Never had it from there. The strips. Now, the chicken strips.
I'm putting that in A. Because they're not as good as the nugs, but they're really fucking good.
I really want to put them in A or S, but I think A is more fair.
Honestly, kind of me too. But yeah, it's hard to compare them to the nuggets and stuff.
Sweet tea. I think the sweet tea from Chick-fil-A is a little better than most. I put it in C.
Yeah. I'm putting it in D.
Vanilla. There's the vanilla milkshake, which I think is a B at Chick-fil-A. It's just the problem with Chick-fil-A and the vanilla. I like a vanilla milkshake, but they offer so many milkshakes that they're better.
Yeah, the cookies and cream shit's on it.
And then this is like a wrap or some sort that I've just never had.
Never had.
I now realize I've not had many items on the Chick-fil-A menu. My S tier is...
That's what I told you.
The S tier for me is Cane's sauce. Well, I mean, it would be, but we're not ranking Cane's.
Everything is on S in the Cane's menu.
Chick-fil-A sauce. Yeah, because there's like three items and they're all incredible. Chick-fil-A sauce, normal sandwich, cookies and cream milkshake, deluxe sandwich, fries, frozen lemonade, spicy deluxe, and spicy are my S's. I know D's or F's.
My only D is the T, and I don't have an F. But my S is the minis, the chicken biscuit, chicken sandwich, deluxe chicken sandwich, spicy chicken sandwich, deluxe spicy chicken sandwich, chocolate shake, cookies and cream shake, frozen lemonade, regular lemonade, fries, mac and cheese, nuggets, and the best sauce of them all, sweet and spicy sriracha.
All right. Well, that's our fast food taste. We hope you enjoyed that incredible conversation. That's very insightful. But we are pro-pop.